STHS Children's Webinar to Educate Parents on Diabetes in Children, February 19. Mega Doctor News. Being diagnosed with diabetes can happen at any age. But when it happens to children, the disease can bring on its own set of challenges such as developing nerve, kidney, and eye damage early in life. Across the United States, approximately 352,000 children and adolescents have either type 1 or type 2 diabetes, per the CDC, with the prevalence of the chronic condition on the rise across the country. Diabetes occurs either when the pancreas does not produce enough insulin or when the body cannot effectively use the insulin it produces. Often referred to as juvenile diabetes, type 1 diabetes, which cannot be prevented, is commonly diagnosed in children when the pancreas is unable to produce enough insulin to effectively process blood sugar levels. Type 1 diabetes, according to the CDC, can develop quickly, in the span of a few months or weeks, and can be severe with parents missing some of the signs of the illness. Parents sometimes notice their child not acting like themselves but cannot pinpoint the reason, says Kimberly Davis, MBA, BSN, RN, Pediatric Administrator, South Texas Healthy System Children's. Signs of type 1 diabetes in kids can be easy to overlook, especially since common indicators can be synonymous with childhood in general. Meanwhile, type 2, once known as adult-onset diabetes, develops slowly over time and happens when the body is not using insulin properly and cells are not taking in glucose, leaving it to accumulate in the bloodstream. Despite being preventable and more commonly associated with older adults, a recent increase in the number of children with obesity has led to a rise in cases of type 2 diabetes in younger populations, according to the National Institutes of Health, with the rates increasing by 4.8%. It's no secret that obesity is a contributing factor of diabetes and, with increasing rates of obesity across the country, the increased risk of type 2 diabetes in children should come as no surprise, says Davis. In fact, the latest research predicts that rates of type 2 diabetes in kids will increase over the next 40 years. But while it is a lifelong condition without a cure, diabetes can be managed with insulin and medication and prevented by maintaining a healthy lifestyle. To help parents and caregivers recognize the dangers of diabetes in children and understand the importance of prevention, South Texas Health System Children's is dedicating its latest Let's Talk Children's Health webinar to diabetes in children. Streaming live via the STHS Children's Facebook page on Wednesday, February 19, from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m., a children's health expert will discuss the signs of diabetes in children and how leading a healthy lifestyle can help prevent and manage the disease. For more information on the webinar, visit the STHS Children's Facebook events page. To watch previous Let's Talk Children's Health seminars, visit sthslet'stalk.com. Who? South Texas Health System Children's What? Free virtual seminar entitled Let's Talk Children's Health, Diabetes. When? Wednesday, February 19, 2025, from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Where? Online via STHS Facebook page.